Some family obligations and gatherings are unavoidable, but they are rarely elevated to the status of a criminal offence. But in China, that's just what's happened. In the People's Republic, it is now illegal not to visit your parents. A 77-year-old woman recently became the first person to sue her child under the country's newly amended law on protecting the elderly, and the court ruled in her favour. That judgment and the amended law is now being vigorously debated, as Hui Fentai reports from Beijing.
Just how often should you visit mum and dad? An amended law in China doesn't specify the frequency, but a Chinese court caused a stir recently when it ordered a woman in the southern city of Wuxi to visit her elderly mother at least once every 2 months or face possible fines. Jiang Jie is a local lawyer. A person needs to be motivated by his moral beliefs, he says. The problem can't be solved legally. Now a court may have ruled on this, but I think it's something political, and it's just a way of making people aware of the new law. Chinese have reacted strongly to this law, which was changed after Chinese media reported cases of the elderly being neglected or abused. The amendment also comes at a time when their country's traditionally strong family network is being tested by migration and work pressures. Here in Beijing, a city of around 20 million people, one in three are from out of town. It's usually difficult to buy train tickets to go home during the holidays, such as the Spring Festival. Or they just can't go home because of work, this woman says. I believe it's not because they don't want to go home. This law is pretty good, says this man, because it's a reminder to those who don't see their parents often enough. China is dealing with the problems of an aging population, a trend that is being exacerbated by its one-child policy. One-eighth of China's population is above the age of 60, and almost half of those who live in the city live alone. Local Beijinger Zheng Jingshuo is one of those. There's no point imposing a fine on the child because he or she may not have any money, he says. It's better to educate him or her from a moral standpoint, appeal to his conscience. That's far more effective. Apart from the difficulties involved in enforcing the law, many have also pointed out that a stronger social safety net will be more beneficial because China currently has few affordable alternatives like retirement homes. This is Hui Fentai in Beijing for PM.